Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. 3, 2, 1. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Dominic, it's a Throw the Fascist Out Thursday edition.
Hey, happy 1st of September, Earth, Wind, and Fire, baby. Happy Thursday to you, Evan, on the board, our fair audience. Pleasure to be with you all.
Dominic, quick show note for those inquiring about the health status of my wife. Says she's 70% better from the COVID.
Oh, good.
So maybe she'll be talking to me again by the weekend. I'm hopeful. Well,
that could be an entirely different conversation, but maybe.
She did quarantine on the back porch. She slept on the back porch like the 20 hours yesterday into today.
That sucks, man.
Feeling a little better this morning. Dogs less so. They didn't get fed last night. Because if mama's on the back porch, the dogs are on the back porch.
The doghouse.
Exactly. So get well soon, hon. Dominic, this nation, it's not going to get well soon. The president of the United States is going to give a speech tonight in primetime to the nation, basically calling out the fascist, or at least that's what the preview would seem to indicate. And, you know, I could see Uncle Joe, you know, talking about the fascistic MAGA movement, but I didn't think this speech would center around a Supreme Court justice's wife, in this case, Jenny Thomas. The breaking news, I saw this earlier today. I was somewhat stunned. I get a news brief, you know, on the phone. It pushes the different stories to me. So anyways, Dom, earlier today, I get this news story from the Washington Post. I was in a meeting, a sales meeting, and I get this headline. Jenny Thomas pressed Wisconsin lawmakers to overturn Biden's 2020 victory.
Of course she did.
That seems a little fascistic in and of itself, Dom, but let me read. The conservative activist and wife of Supreme Court Justice emailed lawmakers in two states in the weeks after the election. Emma Brown reporting at the Washington Post. Virginia, caller Jenny Thomas, the conservative activist and wife of Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas, pressed lawmakers to overturn Joe Biden's 2020 victory, not only in Arizona, as previously reported, but also in a second battleground state, Wisconsin, according to emails obtained under the state's public records law. The Washington Post reported this year that Jenny Thomas emailed 29 Arizona state lawmakers. That's a lot of emails, Dom. Some of them twice in November and December of 2020. She urged them to set aside Biden's popular vote victory and choose, air quotes, choose. Their own presidential electors, despite the fact the responsibility for choosing electors rests with voters under Arizona state law.
So, you know, it's so nice when you put it that way. Oh, just choose. Just decide to go a different way. Just choose a different way. But really what she's doing is absolutely dismissing the electoral process here in the country, dismissing the votes of the citizens of this country because they went against what she wanted.
Well, Dominic, let me read a little further in. Let's get to the Wisconsin pressure. Pardon me. The new email showed that Thomas also messaged two Republican lawmakers in Wisconsin, State Senator Kathy Bernier, then the chair of the Senate Elections Committee, and State Rep Gary Touchin. Bernier and Touchin received the email at 10:47 a.m. on November 9th, virtually the same time Arizona lawmakers received a verbatim copy of the message from Thomas. The Bernier email was obtained by the Post, and the Touchin email was obtained by a watchdog group documented and provided to the Post. Thomas sent all of these emails via free routes, an online platform that allowed people to send pre-written emails to multiple elected officials. Now, I would point out here, Don, before we move on in this fine coverage from the Post of the fascistic wife of a Supreme Court justice, and let's not forget, Clarence ruled 8-1. The Supreme Court ruled 8-1. Clarence voted with his wife, voted with the insurrectionists. What do you want to do? Keep all that stuff kind of hidden. Didn't want any of this leaking out into the public, if you know what I'm saying, Dom.
Well, it's almost like he's compromised in some way, shape, or form by his insurrectionist wife.
Almost. Almost. Wonder if she's sleeping on the back porch these days.
Somebody should be. They should be sleeping in a cot in the peck pokey, as far as I'm concerned.
No, I think you get a metal bunk. Have to ask somebody.
Don't lose the mattress.
Dom, here is the point I would make. Little backyard politics. There were 29 Arizona Republicans that were contacted by Jenny Thomas, but only two Wisconsin Republicans, according to the outcome of an open public record search, right? Here's my speculation. I never even heard of this Towson. No offense, Rep. Towson. I lived in the state my whole life. I never even heard of you. It's not like he's exactly legislative leadership. There's no Robin Voss, if you know what I'm saying. I suspect there are something approaching 65 representatives that are Republicans in the Wisconsin Assembly. And then if you look over on the Senate side, I think it's like 19. I bet you she sent out at least 2-3 dozen emails. And the rest of them, I strongly suspect, deleted those emails. Because, you know, Republicans here in the state of Wisconsin, they changed open records laws and decided, much like their former special investigator, well, if I don't like the tone of the email, I'm just going to delete it so the public never finds out the sort of fascistic correspondence I'm having with the wife of a Supreme Court justice.
Right. And they're, hey, I got an email from the wife of a Supreme Court justice. This is a great day. Oh, wait, this is terrible. I'm going to delete this. I mean, that's entirely possible. We don't know the scope of the open records request. But using this email free routes, an online platform to allow people to send, you know, these pre-written emails to multiple elected officials, you have to assume more than what? Two in the state of Wisconsin and more than 20 in Arizona were sent in the entirety. I mean, if there was an actual true investigation of Jenny Thomas and her insurrectionist ways, we could probably find that out.
So she sent 15 times as many emails in Arizona, some multiple emails trying to pressure Arizona lawmakers, but only two Republicans in the state of Wisconsin.
That's the totality, not just of Wisconsin, but certainly in this country. I bet a whole bunch more went out.
Well, I suspect a whole bunch went out to Wisconsin legislative Republicans. And they deleted them, you know, Gableman style. Here, in part, Tom, is what the email said. Please stand strong in the face of media and political pressure. Read the email sent November 9th, just days after major media organizations called the presidency for Biden. Please reflect on the awesome authority granted to you by our Constitution. And then please take action to ensure that a clean slate of electors is chosen for our state.
A clean slate, or an alternative slate, or a fraudulent slate, perhaps.
Throw out the will of the voters in a fascistic way, overturn the will of the voters, and basically install a dictator. That was the plan, right?
That's the plan. That is the plan.
Well, Dominic, Jenny Thomas's political activism is highly unusual for the spouse of a Supreme Court justice. And for years, it has raised questions about potential conflicts of interest for her husband. He'll never recuse. She has said that the two of them keep their professional life separate, you know, separate lanes and all that kind of stuff.
Well, I mean, professional revolutionary insurrectionist, you got to keep that separate from what? The U.S. Supreme Court, where, as you mentioned, he was the only one that ruled in favor of his wife to keep these kinds of documents from public light.
He ruled in favor of the American people.
Well,
his wife just happened to be the particular American who was trying to hide her text message exchanges with Mark Meadows, right? It was the former president's chief of staff that we first heard reporting of. Jenny Thomas was also encouraging Mark Meadows, you know, the chief's chief, Dom, to do what he could to overturn the election as well.
In an interview, Bernier, the Wisconsin lawmaker, said it would have been appropriate for the state legislature to consider decertifying the 2020 results in the weeks following the election if evidence had emerged of significant voter fraud. But a quote from Bernier, "But as we went through the process and the legal challenges were made and discounted by the judicial system, there was nothing proven as far as actual voter fraud." Bernier says she had not realized that Thomas was among the thousands of people who emailed her after the election, but she said Thomas has a First Amendment right to speak her mind. Yes, she does. "I was married for 20 years. I took on some identity of my husband, but I had my own mind," Bernier said. "Just because you're married to someone doesn't mean you're a clone." Tauschen did not respond to messages seeking comment. Thomas's November 9th email was one of thousands sent via the Free Roots platform that inundated Bernier and Tauschen's office in the weeks after the election, records show. The Wisconsin State Journal reported in January of 21 that more than 10,000 pages of emails received during that period by Bernier and State Rep. Tussler, then the chair of his chamber's election committee. The majority were mass-generated form letters making nonspecific claims of alleged irregularities, a right-wing fraud-finding effort, and a clip from Sean Hannity's show. The fact that Thomas sent one of the Free Roots emails to Bernier has not been previously reported. "Please do your constitutional duty," read the subject line of the message sent. Literally asking them not to do their constitutional duty. You know, I mean, and Bernier made a point. I mean, okay, if there's, you know, man, I'm getting all this stuff about fraud, we better look into it. Looked into it, nothing. Court cases, nothing. Okay, move on. Looks like Trump lost. Shocking. He lost the House. He lost the Senate. He got impeached twice. What is it about this man, the way he lost American lives during his handling of the pandemic? What is it about his trajectory would make you think that people want more of that?
Dom, you just haven't put the right sort of pressure on the American people. Yeah. You know, they'll be like carbon turned into diamonds under the kind of pressure exerted by Jenny Thomas. Folks, we are the Devil's Advocates radio show. I mean, it shouldn't be a shocker. Maybe it's a form letter, but the fact that Jenny Thomas is trying to overturn the electoral results is the exact reason Uncle Joe Biden's giving a speech about fascism tonight.
Under pressure. Is your wife a goer?
She's number four prostitute in all of Kazakhstan.
I thought I'd do some grocery shopping. I'm at Wegner's, and my wife wants some vegetables for crudité.
Sixty percent of the time, they're right every time. The Devil's Advocates.
And we are back from the 420 break. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. You can join us on the phones at 844-967-2789. Kurti, this reporting, not just in the Washington Post, nationally, also here locally at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, Molly Beck reporting. I want to reiterate some of these comments. Republican Bernier told the Journal Sentinel it's possible that Jenny Thomas sent these insurrectionist emails to all Wisconsin lawmakers, but she and Tauschen were the only ones to keep them. State law allows for legislators to delete any emails that has not yet been requested by the public. It's not like she sat down and typed out an email to me and Gary, Bernier said in an interview. Yeah, but this doesn't matter. If you copy a letter, a ransom note, and send it off to a bunch of people, it doesn't matter. What matters is the content. The distribution, the platform, is totally irrelevant. Whether she scratched it in blood herself or she copied it and sent it out, the message was still extremely clear. The wife of a sitting Supreme Court justice wants you, state legislators, to overturn the election based on nothing other than your guy lost.
Dominic, when I get a ransom note, I prefer it to be cut out with individual letters from magazines. Right. More of a personal touch that way.
I think you're right. Bernier also said Jenny Thomas's action should not reflect on her husband. Again, no matter what your spouse does,
he married her.
Family members, whatever they're involved in, you still have your First Amendment rights. I'm sure if she felt it would adversely impact Justice Thomas, she may not have decided to do it. But the fact of the matter is, it was probably her own decision. decision, I do feel sorry for the poor lady, Bernier said. What makes you think, Bernier, that Justice Thomas wasn't a part of this? That he went along with it? That he was a willing supporter of doing this? I certainly would like to know who paid for the membership of the platform to, you know, do this. Did that come out of a joint account? You know what I'm saying? How separate is it? There's some very specific questions that could tie the Supreme Court justice to this. One other note here from Molly Beck of the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. She noted that Democratic Senator Kelda Royce of Madison, a member of the Senate Election Committee, disagreed with Bernier. Here's what Kelda said. The wife of a Supreme Court justice and pusher of the big lie, pleading with Republicans to overturn the 2020 election, is a bigger deal than anyone is willing to say out loud, Kelda tweeted out today.
844-967-2789. Before we turn topically to more fascistic investigations here in our backyard, turning our attention to Voss and Rojo and Gableman. But first, the phones and Wisco Paul. How you doing, Paul? You're first today.
Hey, Paulie.
Hey, I long for the days when I used to just talk about the bad roads in Wisconsin.
It was Scott Holes?
Time. Yeah, it was a simpler time. Now we have a Supreme Court that they don't have any credibility left at all. Nobody in the GOP in this state have any credibility that I can tell. It certainly isn't Ron Johnson. It certainly isn't Robin Voss. I mean, this is so corrupt. I mean, I would love to have one of your conservative callers call in and defend the Supreme Court, Voss, or any of this stuff. It's just, I can't, right off the top, I'd like to go back to just talking about bad roads, but I can't because Tony fixed them. But this whole thing, I don't have a word. I don't have the just. Hey, none of these people have any credibility, correct? I'll just leave it at that, Devil. None of these GOP, none of them, right?
Right.
Thanks.
You're welcome. Just looking for someone to agree with them.
Yeah, we're here. It's just, you know, it's all kind of some therapy for us because it's right. It was a simpler time back then, you know, 5 or 10 years ago. This is some terrible, terrible situation. And I it's funny how the news cycle kind of goes back and forth, right? When we jump on these things and all of a sudden something else comes up. But this Ginni Thomas thing, it's kind of, we haven't really talked about it in some time. So all of a sudden now we find out that she's putting pressure on Wisconsin lawmakers. You know, who's asking the question? Where is the Chief Justice in his investigation? I mean, as soon as
Robert,
the draft of Roe v. Wade came out,
the leak
investigation, got to get into that. But the wife of a sitting justice pressuring individual state lawmakers to overturn the election, that's not a problem. You have no question or qualm about, I don't know, what your guy was doing, what his involvement was in that? You don't even ask that question? Oh, it's my wife. Oh, okay.
Let me point out, Tom. I'm going to defend Virginia, call her Ginni Thomas, insurrectionist, wife of Clarence. I'm going to defend her in this way. This stuff was still, relatively speaking, close to the election. This was not post-January 6th. I mean, this was defendable. This was heat-of-the-moment kind of stuff. Just mass email. I'm not even sure if there's criminality there. If there is criminality, it's probably a paper crime, but
it's an email crime.
Let me contrast that with the very current stance being taken by U.S. Senator and insurrectionist apologist Ron Johnson. Ron Johnson today is attacking the Assembly Speaker, Republican, for not continuing an election investigation into the 2020 outcome because apparently, what, he was supposed to decertify the election and throw the votes to Trump? Because that's been the proposal of the outcome, you know, the corrupted former Supreme Court Justice Michael Gableman. I strongly think we should consider decertifying the 2020 election. And Rojo's going to lose his freaking mind because the investigation is over?
Investigation. And you should put that in air quotes. It wasn't an investigation.
I did.
It was a freaking joke. It was a joke. It wasn't. You can't even call it an investigation. It gives it too much credibility. I can't call it a witch hunt because Trump, he bastardized that word. It was just call it a joke.
It's a persecution.
It's a joke. And so now U.S. Senator from Wisconsin, Ron Johnson, is what, going after Wisconsin Assembly Speaker Robin Voss. I got to tell you, Crudy, I don't know about you, but it seems to me like the Wisconsin GOP is in disarray.
Because they are. Come back with us. More Devil's Advocates. This show, we're still rolling. 844-967-2789. Roll along with us.
Deal?
You're kidding, right? Kind of a big deal.
The Devil's Advocates. Political commentary from the back of the glass.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Sent my youngest off to school this morning. Just one left in the nest.
Congratulations.
You know, he's an 11th grader, a junior now, and he didn't know how to represent that. Apparently not enough fingers, if you know what I'm saying. Because I made him go out and stand on the front porch and take his picture.
All right.
So he did it like this. And I said,
a peace sign?
Well, that's sort of the opposite of peace. That's like up yours. That's not a peaceful sign. When you hold it up this way, it's a peace sign. Or 11, as the case may be.
I guess I was unaware that the flipping of the peace sign means something different. I throw the horns, so I throw the horns, you know, this
yes,
way.
Yes, backhanded
that
horns.
Does that matter? I mean, I'm always just saying rock on, man. It's always,
well, the Satan it does.
Rock on, and throwing the peace sign always means peace.
Well, you can't throw it backwards or it means up yours, buddy.
I think in some cultures, perhaps. I think didn't Bush do that in like Australia or something?
Up yours?
Yes.
Was that where they were throwing the shoes at him? No, I guess that was the Middle East. Anyways, back to the local headlines, and you can always be a part of this big show locally or worldwide on the stream, 844-967-2789. Ron Johnson, that's your buddy, U.S. Senator, rebuking Robin Voss.
I rebuke thee, sir.
I rebuke you. For canceling the Gableman, that's the corrupted former Wisconsin Supreme Court justice, election subpoena, signaling ongoing Wisconsin GOP rift, or as you would describe it, Dom,
disarray!
The Wisconsin GOP in disarray. U.S. Senator Ron Johnson blasted Wisconsin Republican Assembly Speaker this week for withdrawing subpoenas issued by the former Supreme Court corrupted Justice Michael Gableman to state and local officials for their testimony behind closed doors about the 2020 election. Johnson told a Fox Valley Business Group Wednesday that he did not agree with Speaker Robin Voss's decision last week to withdraw subpoenas issued by Gableman to the mayors of Madison and Green Bay and the Wisconsin Election Commission officials. Gableman asked a Waukesha County judge to jail the officials if they did not agree to testify at his Brookfield office. You know, the office here with the Thomas More and the liposuction clinic, right? Come on down to the liposuction clinic and give off-the-record testimony in a non-public space, which I swear is authorized by the Wisconsin Assembly. And if you don't do so, I want you thrown in jail.
Sounds
hardly fascistic at all, though. A request, that whole series of requests, that has been dismissed now that the subpoenas have been withdrawn and the corrupted Gableman has been fired by Voss. I think he called him an embarrassment. I can't tell you how much I disagree with Robin Voss canceling those subpoenas, Johnson said at a Wednesday event hosted at the Fox West Chamber of Commerce in Neenah, according to a recording obtained by the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. You just gave up. You conceded legislative oversight over an entity you created, and you're going to let that entity have a leader, that entity that Wisconsin Elections Commissions just say, you know, give me the middle finger and say, we're not going to tell you what we did. We're not going to show you the records. Really? I don't recall, you know, Mark or Ann Jacobs or any of them down at the Wisconsin Elections Commission.
And I think specifically they stated they would testify publicly as legislation requires.
That's not a middle finger. That's peace, as far as you know, Ron. More quotes from Rojo. So now those election records are required by law to be held for 22 months. Why? So you can get back and look at them. We were never able to look at them. So now they'll be destroyed. I'm not happy with that. We're going to be watching. We're going to be trying to prevent fraud. Our goal ought to be to restore confidence in the election system, which we don't have right now. No, not with your attitude, sir.
No doubt. Not with you sitting around lying about it, misrepresenting the facts, and not accepting, you know, the challenges that went through.
Dominic, I also have a quote from the Assembly Speaker, Robin Voss.
Ooh, we'll get to that. What does Voss have to say?
Just a moment. Under state law, election officials must keep ballots, application for absentee ballots, registration forms, poll list, and other voting data for at least 22 months following an election. Such information related to the 2020 election may be destroyed next month under this rule. You know, kind of like the public records of Robin Voss and most of his legislative buddies. But anyways, back to the reporting at the Journal Sentinel. In a statement, Voss said his focus is on acting legislation for future elections. I agree with Senator Johnson that election integrity is important. It's why I'm focused on electing a Republican governor who will sign the extensive list of bills we have passed by the legislature last session, but vetoed by Governor Evers. Still, Johnson's criticism comes at a sensitive time.
Yeah, it's sensitive, Dom. Because they're in disarray.
A sensitive time for Wisconsin Republicans who are dealing with their internal rifts over the continued focus on the settled 2020 election and the senator's tight re-election match with Democrat Mandela Barnes, a contest that is likely to turn on energized turnout from the party's base voters. Voss, meanwhile, barely survived his primary challenge from the Trump-backed candidate Adam Steen, who has launched a write-in bid against Voss in November. I'm going to encourage all of you to cross over because it's not a partisan primary. You can go on either side of the ticket. You could vote for Mandela, and then you could vote for Adam Steen. And because I'm encouraging you to do it.
It's not a partisan
primary. Yeah, you're not spoiling your ballot anymore. It's not a partisan general. You can vote for whoever the frick you want to. I encourage you to vote for Adam Steen and end the illustrious career of Robin Voss. Gableman, the corrupted former Supreme Court Justice, Dom, oversaw a partisan review of the 2020 election funded by taxpayers from July of 2021 until earlier this month when Voss fired him after Gableman campaigned for Steve.
That was it. That wasn't insulting the judge. It wasn't about insulting the WEC or the other women in the courtroom. It wasn't Morgan the fact Wolf. That he didn't do anything. It wasn't the fact that he didn't have a computer, had to go to the library. It wasn't the fact that he didn't even admit it. He didn't know how elections work. But damn, as soon as you campaign for my political opponent, you're an embarrassment and you must go.
Dominic, Voss gave Gableman what? $676,000. That was the budget. Last I heard, he was up over $1.3 million and counting.
A little bit more here. Curdy, once again, Molly Beck at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. I think, who else? I got to love our local journalists, Molly Beck and Lawrence Andrea. A little more here. A nonpartisan state audit launched by Republican lawmakers and a study by the conservative Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty confirmed Biden's win and did not find widespread voter fraud. Even so, Johnson on Wednesday said Wednesday, quote, "There were all kinds of irregularities." Now, I can't tell you what the exact result was. It's very difficult to prove fraud after the fact. Johnson's spokeswoman, Alexa Henning.
Or the lack of fraud after the fact, because it's hard to disprove a negative, isn't it?
Right. He only wants accountability. As former chairman of the Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs Committee, the senator stresses that legislative oversight is crucial in holding the executive branch accountable, and he is baffled that Speaker Voss would give up his oversight into elections. It boggles the mind that election officials, the staff at WEC, and election clerks wouldn't cooperate cooperate, so they had to be subpoenaed and then didn't cooperate with subpoenas. It's inexplicable that Speaker Foss would just give up and say, you don't have to answer our questions. Henning added, as the senator repeatedly said, this is about restoring people's confidence in our election system, and the only way to do that is find out what happened.
Dominic, well, we played.
We know what happened. I mean, Will did an investigation, right? The nonpartisan audit committee.
Legislative launched, Audit Bureau.
Yeah. Launched by the Republicans, did a study. There were court cases. I mean, what else do you want? They were justified in not answering or not coming to those BS subpoenas. Gableman didn't have the authority to privately interview them next to the liposuction clinic. They said they'd do it and they would have done it openly, but you didn't do that. So at some point you just got to move on, Ron. But I do appreciate the fact that you're, you know, throwing punches at Assembly Speaker Robin Voss.
Dominic, I would point out, we started the hour talking about the pressure exerted by by Jenny Thomas, right?
Yes.
On Wisconsin lawmakers, Republicans specifically. So there was pressure near the time of the election, when perhaps there was still dispute, right? When it was still in question. Oh, I can't believe Fox News. Who'd ever trust Fox News' call in Arizona? So maybe in the heat of the moment, you could take these quandaries, have these issues, right? But then you get up to the final court case in the state of Wisconsin. Well, it resolved before the Wisconsin Supreme Court. If you'll recall, Dom, the vote of Brian Hagedorn, his son took Rebecca Clayfish's daughter to homecoming, became a bit of a brouhaha in the gubernatorial primary. Well, if you'll recall, that ruling of the Wisconsin Supreme Court not to take up the crazy thought that we should overturn the election here in the state of Wisconsin, well, Dom, that happened on December 14th of 2020, the very same day that the false Trump electors got together and committed fraud in the state of Wisconsin, in the Capitol. That day, they went up to the Capitol and they committed fraud. And Ron Johnson has subsequently hired one of those fraudsters to work on his campaign, right? We talked about that yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Pam Travis, that's her name, I believe. So I would point out all of those things, and one more besides. If you've listened to this radio station long enough, and all you great people, you're longtime listeners, you've probably heard now an aging ad from the People for People Corporation, an intermixed cut between Paul Ryan, the former Speaker of the House of Representatives, and U.S. Senator Ron Johnson, saying that effectively Joe Biden won the election, Donald Trump lost the election. And in fact, in that very snippet, which is Ron Johnson at a public event being cornered, being questioned by an activist under the guise that it's a MAGA activist, and Rojo was a little too candid. And Rojo laid out the math in the state of Wisconsin and said, had Donald Trump only received the number of votes that Republican assembly candidates in the state of Wisconsin had, he'd have gotten 51,000 more votes. Well, here in the state of Wisconsin, he lost by 21,000 votes. So in the assembly races where this legislative majority is gerrymandered and firmly encrusted, Republicans got 51,000 more votes down ballot. People skipped over the presidential race or didn't vote for Trump. And had they, Trump would have won the state of Wisconsin and all the rest of these partisan investigations would be history, right? Because there wouldn't be a recount and there wouldn't be a legislative audit and there wouldn't be a will audit and there wouldn't be lawsuit after lawsuit after lawsuit that, just for the record, were all resolved before the fraudulent Trump electors cast their fraudulent ballots and committed a crime on December 14th of 2020. You know, if you're out there listening, Josh Call, consider bringing indictment, sir.
Wrapping up the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel piece, in Nina, again, this is in the Fox Valley, Senator Johnson continued to question the security of the state's elections. He noted that as he has an 80-person election integrity group that reviews voter registrations in Wisconsin. This is news to me. Ron Johnson has an 80-person election integrity group? Henning said the team includes 10 attorneys dedicated to Wisconsin election issues from the state GOP, the Republican National Committee, and the National Republican Republican senatorial committee. Gabelman is not part of the group, Henning said. I wonder why. Johnson has acknowledged Biden's 2020 presidential victory, but has long maintained there were irregularities in the election. Last fall, Johnson visited the Wisconsin state capitol to reportedly meet with legislative leaders about dismantling the Wisconsin Election Commission. Both boss and Senate Majority Leader Devin LeMahieu at the time said they did not support the idea. There's no way you can take a look at what happened in Wisconsin or nationally and say, oh, perfectly secure and safe elections, Johnson said on Wednesday. Now, when Johnson continually says things like that, you wonder why people have doubts in the election. I mean, wasn't it Trump's own guy who said this was the most secure and safe election in history?
It was, but, you know, you can't trust anything a Trump administration official would say. Come back with us. Easy for me to say. More Devil's Advocates on the other side. More of your phone calls as well. And we got some sound from Rojo. You're going to want to hear it. 844-967-2789.
You strike me down. I shall become more powerful than you can possibly.
The Devil's Advocates. Never personal. Only politics.
Listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Some say the greatest radio show ever. You can be a part at 844-967-2789.
Dominic, we've got some breaking news, and this is going to be of some great disappointment to Ron Johnson, who calls this man a hero. The Racine County man who illegally requested absentee ballots to prove voter fraud has been charged.
Good.
Josh Call, you could do the very same for the 10 fraudulent and criminal Trump electors from the state of Wisconsin, but we'll come back to that. We'll revisit that topic, I suspect. A Racine County man who illegally requested absentee ballots to prove election fraud is possible has been charged with election fraud. The Wisconsin Department of Justice announced Thursday.
What?
A very clever scheme he had. Harry Wade, a leader of the Racine County base group known as Hot Government, it's hot up in here, Dom, that promotes false claims of voter fraud in the 2020 election, fraudulently obtained absentee ballots for Speaker Robin Voss and Racine Mayor Corey Mason to show violations of the law are possible. He was charged on Thursday with two counts of election fraud and two counts of unauthorized use of an individual's personal identifying information related to a scheme to commit fraud. I'm glad I did it. I would do it again in a heartbeat. Wade told the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel today. No regrets, Dom. No regrets. The Wisconsin Department of Justice investigated the election fraud case. According to the criminal complaint, an investigator with the DOJ's Division of Criminal Investigation alleges Wade requested 8 ballots, but all but 2 individuals gave him permission to do so. So, you know, he had some co-conspirators, Dom. I wonder if they'd be likewise charged. But anyways, the charges come 2 months after the state DOJ launched an investigation into the scheme to commit election crimes by Wade and others who believe former President Donald Trump did not lose the 2020 election and fraudulently requested absentee ballots to prove voter fraud exists. See? There are criminals in the world. I'm one of them.
I'm going to break the law to show that I can perform crime. That's my big theory here. This is my working theory. I'm going to break the law to show that, you know, I can be a criminal and laws can be broken.
Well, clearly, Dom, the punishment is not a deterrent for this guy. No regrets. The Wisconsin Department of Justice is committed to ensuring that integrity of our elections is protected from alleged intentional violations of the law, according to Attorney General Josh Call in a statement. And Racine County Sheriff Schmeling wasn't going to charge Wade and offered praise to the man.
Oh, you know, because yes.
They're all very well law done. And order. Wade freely spoke about the crime and contacted Racine County Sheriff Christopher Schmeling and others about his actions. In one email to Schmeling, Racine County District Attorney Patricia Hansen, Voss and others, Wade said, I stand ready to be charged for exposing these voting voter abilities when I ordered Mason and Voss's absentee ballots online, all without providing a photo ID or identifying myself. Schmeling did not arrest Wade and instead publicized the plot on social media as being helpful in rooting out vulnerabilities in the state's election system, and blamed the Wisconsin Elections Commission, calling on commissioners to remove a way for voters to easily request ballots online.
I'm going
to
root out the vulnerabilities of illegal weed in the state of Wisconsin by driving through Schmeling's Racine County to Illinois, picking up some weed and speeding back just to show that I can do it. And if you pull me over, Sheriff, you know, you're gonna thank me because I showed weakness and a problem with your law enforcement.
Well, and like, wait, you're confessing in a public fashion. Wade became popular among people who falsely believe Trump won the 2020 election. Wade has become a minor celebrity, kind of like you, Dom, among those in Wisconsin and beyond who do not believe President Joe Biden legitimately won the presidency. U.S. Senator Ron Johnson has praised Wade's action, calling him a white hat hacker. He's a white hat hacker. Emphasis on the white. Wade faces up to 6 years in prison for each count. He's a swell guy. 6 years in prison for each count of using the personal identifying information of Austin Mason without their permission, a felony crime. He faces up to 6 months in prison for each count of election fraud, which is a misdemeanor. Wade said Thursday he believes his efforts have nationwide implications. What we exploited is only the tip of the iceberg, and there's so much more to come. Not for you. You'll be in jail.
Well, if there is some serious consequence to this kind of jackassery, I mean, the guy committed election fraud on purpose to prove a point, but it's irrelevant to the fact that that's what he did. And if there is some serious consequence to it, perhaps it will, you know, make other people think twice before engaging in the same jackass behavior. You know what I'm saying? Oh, I was going to do this for it, but not Ma. A guy went to jail for a couple of years. I'm not doing that. Yeah, right. Don't do that.
Well, Dom, we've committed our own acts of jackassery. We've been civilly disobedient before, although never feloniously. But we do have a trial coming up in October, and we'll keep updating the fine audience. You know, I think the trial of the devil's advocates may merit broadcast consideration.
Well, that might be, and I don't want to speak out of turn here, but it could be the trial of the century.
It should be. It could be. It would be October 17th, like 3 weeks before Election Day, and we have subpoenaed all 10 of the fraudulent criminal Trump electors. My understanding is our counsel is seeking testimony at our trial from each of the false Trump electors.
Oh, excellent.
That entered the Wisconsin State Capitol during a pandemic, despite a mandate not to do so. You know, the same crime we're charged with. Minor insurrectionist act of civil disobedience and jackassery.
You're just exercising your religious rights to have a Christmas tree up by, you know.
The devil tree.
Curdy, one other thing. I just want to remind our fair audience.
That's my effing Christmas tree, man.
They stole your garland, man. The Milwaukee Journal Sentinel reported back in August of this year that Racine County Sheriff Christopher Schmaling's refusal to investigate and recommend charges last week to a resident who illegally requested multiple absentee ballots wasn't his first foray into eye-raising activity. Well, now we know that jackass has been charged today. Schmaling, who has campaigned for former President Donald Trump, is part of a growing constitutional sheriff's movement and a member of the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association, founded in 2011 by former Graham County, Arizona Sheriff Richard Mack. The organization is similar to the Oath Keepers, which encourages members to refuse to enforce laws that they believe are unconstitutional. Mac is a former board member of the Oath Keepers.
Not Sheriff Arpaio, our former guest and your buddy from, where was it, Maricopa County, Arizona, Don?
Yeah, Arizona, it's all worked out.
So you invited Sheriff Joe on our show.
It just seemed logical.
Well, you invited Sheriff David A. Clark at least a couple times.
He showed up. I know. Hell, we used to have Ron Johnson on, but we're not doing that anymore.
Are you sure?
I'm pretty sure.
Pretty sure as well. Come back. More Devil's Advocates. Less Ron Johnson. Hour two is next.
Federal prosecution.
You say Spanky was in a lot of trouble?
Yeah.